I think most people are. In particular, individuals, I think, probably are, if they've been laid off, they know they have their COVID-19 payment that is due to them of €350 per week. I think some employers may not be quite as aware as to the supports that are there if they are in difficulty. If their income has dropped by 25%, there are very good supports there in relation to maintaining staff numbers and that kind of thing. And I think you should talk to your accountant in regard to that, whereby, you know, the government will give you up to 70% of your staff salaries back. So there are supports there, and I think if people aren't aware, there are plenty of outlets where information can be got, whether it is from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection, or the various websites like MABS or that kind of thing.
Sure. And we're talking about personal finance, but you look at the expenditure, which we will do in a minute, you look at the income as well. That's why this is particularly important at this time. There's a range of supports that are out there. The likes of MABS, Citizens Information as well, I always find are very good at this time in terms of steering people towards what may work for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I suppose 4 weeks ago, I think we finished the program by saying your health is your wealth, and I suppose that's first and foremost on everyone's
mind. Of course, yeah.
Your health is your wealth. But after that, I suppose people need to start thinking about where they are financially, how they're fixed financially, because these are strange times. This is something that none of us have ever experienced before. I suppose the closest anyone would have come to this would have been the emergency during the war, and I certainly wasn't around for that. I'm not sure about you now, Gavin, but
not quite, no.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? So these are strange times. People really, I suppose people are worried in relation to their health, but also about their finances. And I suppose the more help you can get, the more prepared you'll be. And I suppose the key message, I suppose, today would be communication. In that, don't put your head in the sand. We've always said that. Communicate, whether it be with your partner, with your bank, with your utility provider, that kind of thing. Communicate, see what supports are available, see what breaks are available if needed, and get advice, get help.
Okay, let's talk about saving money and perhaps trimming matters on an expenditure side. You've got a number of tips. I suppose one of them actually might be an income, and this is in relation to refunds, probably in the likes of travel plans and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so a lot of people would have made their travel plans last January, February in relation to summer travel or whatever, and they may have had their flights cancelled, that kind of thing. They may be entitled. Now, a lot of people would have claimed on their travel insurance at this stage, but if they haven't, now is as good a time as any to see what travel insurance you had in place, whether there is a refund due to you, and if there is, get it. Also in relation, I suppose, to your health insurance. You know, a lot of people now are maybe working half hours, maybe not working as much as they were. They have a lot more time in their hands. They're not, I suppose, they're confined to their house as well. So maybe look at things like your health insurance. Have you claimed your health expenses that you're entitled to from revenue? If not, get doing it, and maybe bring in that little bit of an income. So there are probably two on the income side.
Another one as well is looking at the bills that you have, and we've talked about this before in terms of your broadband provider or your electricity provider or your mobile phone, for example. Are you getting the best deal, particularly now if you've got time to shop around?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for instance, in relation to utility, again, your gas or electricity bill, talk to your provider, see what deals are there. They'll actually tell you whether you're on the best tariff or not. Also, maybe possible to switch providers. Even if you are in arrears, you may be able to switch providers to a better tariff. Again, you can save up to €300-400 a year by switching your ESB or your gas or that. And a great site I find for that is bonkers.ie. If you go on there, you'll see the various tariffs, the various the different packages that are there in relation to ESB and gas kind of thing. Also, your broadband and your phone. If you're living in the country like me, you may not have that great choice in relation to broadband. But if you're if you're an urban dweller, you probably have a number of different providers. And I would, again, look at those. People have time now, maybe in the evening time, to look at those, see if you can switch and save on that.
And would you, like, we're all trimming back, if you were looking at a situation where maybe you've taken out an expensive television package. I know you can pare that back now with the sports and stuff because there's no sport going on. But if you've got bills essentially that you're going to struggle to pay, should you be going to your provider in advance on that particular one? I mean, if you're looking at it and you know, well, look, at this month it's going to be tough to pay such and such a bill, what would your advice be there?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for instance, one of the biggest bills a lot of us will have is either rent or mortgage. Okay, so the various banks on the Irish market, the five main ones, have come together with the government and have agreed to allow people to take a 3-month moratorium. So, if you are in difficulty, it's a pretty easy process now. Whereas before you had to fill up a 12 or 14 page document in order to get a break on your mortgage. Whereas now it's kind of a 1 or 2 page. You can even do online. Communicate. Again, with your rent, I suppose we were looking at the possibility that this may be a major problem for people to pay their rent. But again, government supports have come through. Talk to your landlord, see if they're willing to maybe reduce the rent or maybe forego it for a number of months, that kind of thing. So there are two huge expenses that people would be looking at on a monthly basis. Other than that, you're looking at your Sky, your Amazon Prime, your Netflix, iCloud, Spotify, all those things. Are they really necessary? No. I know some people are at home, they've kids around them, and you're telling them to maybe
couldn't live without it, yeah.
Netflix and that kind of stuff, and it, they're pulling their hair out as it is. So, listen, I suppose needs most, and we have to kind of cut our cloth to our measure at the moment, and we really need to kind of prioritise what are the main expenses, what are the ones we can do without,
sure,
and what are the ones we can save on.
Go on.
Yeah, another one is your current account. Again, people may have time now in the evening. Look at what kind of charges are you paying there. Are you better off maybe switching to an online provider where there are no charges? Again, I think we talked about this before. A good friend of mine looked at her charges, and there were over €400 in the year just for a current account. And it isn't like she's living inside in her overdraft the whole time, but just the charge on a current account were over €400. It's crazy stuff. And
so when you mean one of these online banks, you're going away from the traditional pillar banks, the traditional bricks and mortar ones.
Are you a fan of
those generally, the online ones, I mean?
Okay, it depends. I suppose now more than ever, I suppose we're doing things more by email, by phone, by your app on your phone, that kind of stuff. And I think people are beginning, I think the world is changing. I think this will probably speed it up a little bit in relation to, you know, traditionally, if you went back 20 years ago, if you wanted to do anything in relation to banking, you had to go in, meet the bank manager, the bank teller, whatever it is. Now, I would say 80% of all transactions are done online, and you're still being charged for them, you know. So am I a fan of them? You can do most things online at the moment, as far as your bank is concerned. They're all regulated by either, you know, the Central Bank of Ireland or through the ECB. And I absolutely, for your normal current account, I'd have no issue with online stuff. Absolutely, yeah.
You mentioned overdrafts a second ago. What about people who do need short-term credit, be it an overdraft or credit cards?
Yeah, again, talk to your bank. Again, particularly from a business support, most banks now are looking at having a dedicated business line where people may need short-term capital injection, that kind of stuff. If you do need an overdraft, again, you need to talk to your bank well in advance, apply for one, you know, that kind of stuff. It's all about communication, as we said already. Another thing, credit cards, you know, you will get offers on credit cards where maybe you get 0% for the first 6 or 12 months. If you have a balance on your credit card, you know, you may be able to switch there and get the 0%, try and pay it down over the next, you know, 12 months and get rid of it, because that's huge. That is a huge expense. You're talking about 19 to 22% on credit cards per annum, which is phenomenal, really, when you look at it. You know,
are you a fan of, fan is the wrong term, how quick should people be when it comes to dipping into any savings that they might have this time?
Again, needs must. Okay, so if you have a rainy day fund, it's not going to get much rainier than at the moment, you know, if you're in trouble, that's what a rainy day fund is for. Absolutely, get the supports that are available to you through the government, etc., and all the and the banks and that kind of stuff. Look at your bills, that kind of stuff. But if you need money, if I'd always be of the opinion, if you can pay down your mortgage through your savings that you may have in a rainy day fund, do it rather than looking for your payment break, because the payment break will cost you a lot more in the long term. So if you have a 20-year mortgage, what has been done there is that break, so your 3 months, we'll say it's €1,000 a month, that €3,000 of a break that you have had or you're taking is basically capitalized onto the mortgage, and you're paying that off over the next 20 years. So it's a lot more expensive in the long run. So if you have a rainy day fund, use it, pay down your loans, pay down your mortgage rather than taking a payment break that you can't afford.
The other and final measure that you're advising us, and we have talked about this on a number of occasions before, but perhaps now more than ever, keeping a log, keeping your diary of what you are spending might be helpful in terms of keeping your money in your pocket, essentially stopping you from spending too much.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I'm as bad as anyone else, not to look at my current accounts and that kind of stuff, but there are direct debits going out there and you're kind of going, what the hell are those for? You know, I might have signed up for a lottery, you know, a local club lottery 10 years ago and there's a direct debit going out for us. And these kind of things. And people, I suppose, listen, when things are going well, we don't tend to look at these type of things, you know. But I would say now is the time. You will have, you know, people have more time in their hands now. Look at where the expenditure is going. Keep an eye on it and saying, you know, we've often said it before, Jeannie Mac, we're spending €100 a month on coffee. We're spending, whatever, €300 a month on takeaways, whatever it may be. And now is the time maybe that we really need to cut our claws, as I said before, you know, and I suppose get us through this hump, and hopefully we'll all be back to kind of some bit of normality in kind of 2 to 3 months' time.
Fingers crossed indeed. And look, that's out of all of our controls, but we'll hope for the very best. Just finally, in a general sense, for the likes of yourselves in your own business, financial advice, has it been affected much?
Yeah, absolutely. So firstly, we're lucky enough to, I suppose, maybe 60-70% of our staff here can work remotely, and there's only three inside in the office, maybe four. But yeah, listen, I suppose it is, business is down. But we're here, we've an awful lot of queries in relation to people's pension funds, both clients and non-clients, and also people that have money invested, be it in deposit accounts or in funds, that kind of stuff, because they've taken a huge hit. And I suppose what we're trying to do there is trying to calm people down and tell them not to panic, because the last thing you want people to do is panic now when markets are down, because listen, that is the nature of markets. They will go down and they will recover. It could take 18 months, but it will recover, and that's what I would
sure.
say to people.
Don't if you've got money to invest, market. If you're lucky enough to be in that situation, is it a time to be looking at the markets?
Absolutely. I think there's massive value there at the moment. We're talking about markets are down about 22-23% year to date. They're down almost 30% from the highs of around the end of February. So if you know, people like to talk about property. If I was to show you a house that was worth 200,000 on the 25th of February and it's worth, 140,000 today or that's the price of it, would you think that's good value? You know, so I think, and equities are the exact same. I think there's huge value there at the moment. But I'm not saying it's the bottom. It could go to 5%. But I think that in 5 years' time it'll be a lot higher than where they are today.
Okay. Appreciate your advice, Tommy. Thanks very much for your time this morning. All the very best.
Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you, and you do take care to everybody as well at this. That's Tommy Corbett from Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions, Ross Levin and Ennis.
Financial Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance expert.